Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I'm all excited. I am all excited. In the U.S. mail, we received from DISH, D-I-S-H, that television satellite company, and it's like a credit card, and it says it's red. It's not real, you know, it's made out of cardboard. But it's red, it says DISH on it, it says MasterCard, and it says $500. And then it says, I get over $800 in extras, I get a two-year price guarantee, I get this $500 prepaid MasterCard if I sign up before August 23rd, and I'm already approved. Now think about this, class. If I sign up for DISH, they're going to give me a free, allegedly, a $500 pre-approved credit card for signing up for DISH. How much does DISH cost for them to send me $500? This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. I just wanted to tell you that things are out of control. Out of control. I remember when those guys first started with their offerings was $19.95, you know, per month. And it went up to maybe $24.95, and then that $29.95, $39, $49, $59, $69, you know, kept going up and up. And now they're at the point where they can give a $500 prepaid gift card or credit card for just switching to the best. That's what they say, quote, switch to the best value in TV, end quote, and with a price that won't change for 2 years. Wow. Just wanted to mention that. Any comments, Gwyneth? I don't watch TV, over the air or otherwise.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that the more generous the offer, the less inclined I am to take them up on it. Because the more it's going to cost me in the long run, because someone's going to pay for it.
Yeah, and that would be us.
That would be, and if you're looking around to see who the mug is, well, it's probably going to be you. It's probably going to be your own self in any sales situation. If you can't figure out who the mug is, you're probably looking at him when you look in the mirror or her.
Yeah, that's something that Bert says as well. Bert says if you can't figure out who the mark is, it's you. And Gwyneth, our son showed me a video, and it was, I thought it was a comedy, but it was reality. And this engineer who has videos on how engineering works, and he's probably a pretty reputable guy, he has a Tesla. And his quote is, I really like the Tesla Model 3. Really likes it. Well, a friend was driving it. I guess he was in the passenger seat, and they hit a pothole on the highway. And when they hit the pothole, it seemed like it was unavoidable at the speed they were going with the visibility that they had. But they hit this pothole, and it blew out two tires on a Tesla. Now, I'm saying all this for a reason. So the Tesla Model 3 performance has these 20-inch wheels, aluminum alloy wheels. They're really light wheels. And they have very, very low profile tires. So the rubber between the rim of the wheel and the road is about 2 inches thick, meaning the tire itself is 2 inches tall. The rest of it is wheel, aluminum alloy wheel. So when you hit a pothole with one of these aluminum alloy wheels that uses low profile tires with not much rubber between the road and the rim of the wheel, there's not much to absorb that shock. So what happened was the tire got shredded where it hit the pothole, just got cut beyond repair. So, and then that was the first wheel that hit the pothole, and then the second wheel was following right behind it, and that hit it. So the front wheel hit it, then the rear wheel hit it on the same side of the vehicle. So two tires were damaged. Now, tires are about $370 a piece, $370, plus mounting and balancing. But because the tires were so, so the profile was so low that both wheels got bent and cracked. So they wouldn't hold air and they weren't round anymore. So we needed two tires, two wheels, you need to be towed. And because the tires could not absorb the impact of the pothole like everybody else's car, he needed a new alignment. The total job for the two tires, the two wheels, alignment, and the towing was $3,000. And he still says he really likes the Tesla. And this model, this performance model, you can't get with other wheels that would have more rubber between the rim of the wheel and the road. Kyle and Kyle's been on with me, and we've talked about cars, and Kyle does the same thing I do. I want more rubber between the rim and the road because it absorbs the the potholes, the stones, the debris in the road, the boards, whatever happens to be in front of you that you hit. You can probably survive that a lot better if you have a higher profile tire. Tires used to be profile of, let's say, 82. Then in the 60s, when performance cars came out, muscle cars, they called them, would come out with a low, they called them wide oval tires back then. They were a lower profile than 82. They might be 70 profile. Now they're at like 30, 40, 45, 30. Smaller, smaller, smaller. Hard to put those darn tires on the wheel. And they don't last very long, and they get a lousy ride. They're more expensive. Everything is wrong with them. But yet, they have lower rolling resistance because the tires don't flex as much and there's less internal friction with these new skinny tires. Now, if you think about it, if you look at a top fuel dragster on the drag strip, their rear tires are really fat, really big, massive, and they have very low air pressure in them for maximum contact, maximum friction with the road, with the drag strip. The front tires are motorcycle tires that are pumped up to the maximum air, so they're just a tiny fraction of a square inch of contact point in the front. So there's less rolling resistance. That's what these Teslas have, these Tesla performance wheel tire assemblies. So they have the least amount of rolling resistance. So you get the maximum distance out of a charge. So I just wanted to share Dish, the insanity of switching to Dish. And what would you watch anyway? And the other thing is, and these are all my opinions, and then the insanity of buying a Tesla. $3,000 for two wheels. Imagine if he hit two potholes, you know, one on each side of the car, and he had to buy four wheels and four tires. He'd be looking at $6,000. That's 10% of the cost of a brand new Tesla. $6,000 for just four wheels and four tires. And I don't think people think about what are they going to do when it comes time to replace those tires. I don't think they think about that. Either that or they have more money than brains. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. We are living in a collapsing, falling apart world. And there doesn't seem to be much money in the budget anywhere for road maintenance anymore. Pothole. So you better make sure that if you're going to drive an automobile, which is something we're going to get into today, is probably most people, if we're right, probably most people won't be driving their automobiles for much longer. You know, if we're right, which we probably are, then, you know, you want something that's going to be able to deal with potholes. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And we're probably going to be converting those of us who live out in rural parts of the world. We're probably going to be learning how to set a fire in a can and extract the wood gases into a gasoline-powered vehicle in order to make that run. And if you watch the television series Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, filmed in the 1960s, which is about an infantry squad in 1944 and 1945 in France, you will see that they had such trucks in France that had fireboxes on just in front of the passenger side of the truck. So they'd light a fire, and the wood gases from the fire would go up through the chimney. Some of those wood gases would go into the intake system of a four-cycle engine and power the truck. Now, it wasn't ideal. I mean, you just couldn't get in and turn the key and go. You had to start the fire and get the fire to the point where you'd have gasification of wood. But it worked. It did work. And I have a feeling that that's probably where we're headed. That and the Stanley steamer. And my uncle had a Stanley steamer. He bought it used. It was probably from the 1920s. And if he wanted to go somewhere, he'd have to start a fire and get that boiler up to steam, and then he could, you know, maybe a half hour later or 45 minutes later, he could actually go somewhere. But that's the truth. Gasoline's a lot better. And, you know, for those who think that electric vehicles are the way to go, think about France. Think about France and how they are reducing the amount of electricity provided by the nuclear power generation system because it's so hot they can't cool the reactors and save wildlife at the same time. They can't do it. So they're backing off on the power generation. So at the same time, there's more heat in the environment. We're being cooked and from the sun because of our mismanagement of the climate, because of our mismanagement of our atmosphere. We're being cooked and more people are plugging in their electric cars to use more electricity. This is the dumbest thing that has been conceived since nuclear energy has been conceived. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah. Probably the one saving grace is, and, you know, gosh, what date is it today? Here in Australia, it's the 11th. Where you are, it's the 10th. I think it's the 11th, isn't it?
It's the 10th here.
11/10. Yes, it just turned to the 11th here, just after midnight here. Diesel engine oil, D-Day, is the 15th of August. So that's only 5 days or 4 days away. 4 days in Australia, 5 days in America, is the D-Day for the world supply of diesel engine oil. The day when the supply is going to run out, according to certain calculations. So,
right.
Give or take a week or two.
Yeah.
But if we can talk about that after the break.
We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about diesel engine oil, diesel fuel, diesel exhaust fluid, AdBlue. Now, please continue.
Yep. I don't think there's come any shining knight on a white horse with regards to the diesel engine oil situation. I don't think that anyone has managed to go abracadabra, alakazam, poof, diesel engine oil for the whole world. I don't think that's happened. And I think that the world is still scheduled to basically run out of diesel engine oil. And nobody is talking about it. And I'm not kidding. I know, I don't often joke around these days. You know, at one time I was more inclined to, you know, have a sense of humour than now, but I don't. I'm not kidding. The supply has basically emerged to replace the world's diesel engine oil. And I listened to probably between 10 and 12 hours of talk radio a day. In the morning, I download them onto my phone, and I listen to them all day, mostly American. I've recently discovered 1 hour of Australian talk radio that I think might be worth listening to, but most of them are American talk shows. And and none of them, except for USA Prepares, are talking about this imminent civilization-ending crisis. The only place that you'll come across stories with regards to this issue are USA Prepares, and if you do a pretty heavy search on people who actually work in the industry, so that you've more or less got to know quite a specific set of search terms like Sinopec. If you look up Sinopec, then and diesel engine oil, then you might come across something. And this is it. Nobody's ready for it. Everybody's going to get struck out of left field because the supply chain is going to go from teetering, which has been teetering actually for the last couple of years, to crashing, because you're going to see 10% of the heavy haulers going off the road permanently, if we're correct, and I can't see how we're not correct, off the road after the next week or so. 10% of the heavy haulers are going to be off the road permanently, and nobody is going to be able to figure out why. And I was thinking to myself, and I think I emailed you at least once about it, I think in the last day or so, I think probably before then, I don't know, but I can't remember. But they, meaning the globalist deep state types, were going to come across something or other that they could pull in order to cover their tracks. Because they want the world to realize that it's all falling apart. It's basically come out of left field for them as well. They don't want people to realize that they've actually been caught off guard as well. They've got some supplies. They might have enough supplies to last them for a year, okay, because a lot of government departments buy a year in advance. I don't quite know how your tax year runs there in the United States, but I'm pretty sure our one runs from July or June to June. End of June to the end of June, so basically July to July is our tax year. I think that your one might be April to April. I'm not sure. But the government departments and the Blue Team and various other agencies tend to buy stuff only 1 year in advance because they have to spend their year's budget. And they don't know how to stockpile any deeper than that. Does that make sense with you? I'd love to hear your opinion
after
the bottom of the
hour news. Yeah, it does. I've got a comment when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in July drops to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday and will face Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November.
This race has been about getting proper executive leadership in the governor's mansion and a great governor who served the people of Wisconsin.
The Internal Revenue Service must hand over President Trump's tax records to a House committee. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday, dismissing a long-running legal battle to block tax officials. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, described the order as a victory. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A former Twitter employee was convicted of spying for Saudi Arabia by turning over personal information of platform users who'd use anonymous names to criticize the kingdom and its royal family. Ahmad Abuamo, a U.S. resident born in Egypt, was found guilty of money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and falsifying records. He faces 10 to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax, the Monday raid on President Trump's Florida home was cleared by the intelligence community that has gotten every single decision wrong since President Biden started running the show.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community. Huge failures. For example, the intelligence community led Congress to believe that the Afghanistan government would fight the Taliban, and we all saw they never fired a shot. Then the intelligence community led Congress to believe that Ukraine would be like Afghanistan, run off. Now you look, the intelligence community based so much information on the Steele dossier, which we now know was fake. And here we have an instance where the intelligence community, most recently in the last 24 hours, raided the former president of the United States, who's the front runner for president in the next election, and they give nobody any explanation other than there were a few documents missing from the National Archives.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kenneth is with us live in Australia. So, in the United States, the fiscal year, F-I-S-C-A-L year, is a 365-day year. And it's from October 1 through September 30th. So that 365 days is considered a fiscal year. I heard that inflation during the news is getting better. It's only 8.5% official figures, down from 8.9%. official figures last month. I don't believe a word of it. There's no way inflation is as little as 8.5%. People are absolutely flat out broke. And, you know, they're so broke that And it's not just here. In England, there's electric bill revolution that has already begun. 75,000 Brits have pledged to stop paying their electric power bills among the inflation storm. Headlines, quote, revolution has begun, 75,000 Brits to stop paying power bills amid inflation storm, end quote. And so on October 1, the government and energy companies are raising the prices again. And so in reaction, people are not going to pay their electric bills. Makes sense to me.
Can I make a comment?
I'm not advocating it. I'm just
quickly.
What was that?
Can I make a comment there quickly?
Yeah, please do.
A lot of households in Britain, especially urban households, and maybe some suburban households, especially those who live in public housing, they have a meter in their house, an electrical meter. And these meters are either, some of the really old ones might still be coin operated, or might have a thing where they can, you know, put banknotes in. The other ones you buy a credit from the store, like a prepaid cell phone credit or a little card from the store, and you put that in the machine, and that is the electricity. And when the credit on the machine runs out on the meter, like you might buy, let's say, for instance, £5 or £10 or £20 worth of electricity, okay? When the machine runs out, the lights go out until you recharge the machine, until you put more money in the machine. More currency, that is, in the machine, or until you put more credit on the machine, depending on what type of meter you have. So maybe people in wealthier households might be able to do that and not lose their electrical supply. That's not quite going to work for many of the poorest people in Britain who have these prepaid electrical meters in their house. So I know that because I also watch quite a lot of documentaries, and I especially watch documentaries on how poor people around the world live, including poor people in Britain. And it's really, really common. Because there's this documentary called Rich House, Poor House, where a rich family and a poor family swap houses for a week. And it's really common. The rich people go into the poor people's house, and they're sitting around, you know, eating pizza on the first night or whatever, eating up half of the week's food budget, which is stupid, but, you know, whatever. they don't know any better. They're not used to living on such a limited amount of money. And they're sitting around and, you know, at 8:10 or whatever, the lights go out. And they say, oh, what's going on? And then they have a little instruction book that the poor people, you know, give instructions to the rich people as to how they live their lives. And then the rich people also give instructions to the poor people as to how they live their lives. And so I go to the instruction book, and there it will be, don't forget to put money aside for the electrical meter. You have to put cash in the electrical meter to have electricity in the house. I don't know if anybody does that in the US or anywhere else in the world, but it's still very, very common in the UK. So I think that a lot of British people are just going to not have electricity in their houses anymore within, you know, a matter of days of this supposed, you know, refusing to pay their electrical bill thing goes out into the ether. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And, you know, It does. People are not going to be able to pay their electric bill. They're not going to be able to buy food. And I'm hearing reports here in the United States. I'm talking with farmers, and they've already set up agreements. And they're working right now. They have agreements where one guy may be the mechanic. Another guy may be the vegetable farmer. Another guy may be the, and when I say guy, I mean guys and gals. Another guy may be the beef farmer. Another guy may be the fencing guy. And they all work together. And they have decided to cut the government out of the equation. No taxes. What they do is they trade things the way it used to be. Barter. And it's coming back, and it's coming back more every day. And I like it. I like it because why should the government have their hands in our pocket for every single transaction? If I want to trade a cow for an old truck that has an engine that might work, why should I have to sell the cow, pay taxes on selling the cow, and then use that money to buy a truck? An old junky truck. Why should I have to? I should be able to trade right with the person who has the old truck. And that's what's happening all over. And I'm glad. I'm really glad. You know, and cash. Cash is starting to come back more. And the reason for cash is people have figured out that cash has a really great benefit of settling the debt immediately, right then and there. So, for example, if you buy something for $100 and you put it on your credit card and you don't pay your credit card statement in full, you end up paying more than $100 for that $100 initial transaction. You pay $100 plus interest. And interest and interest and interest until you finally pay off that $100. But if you pay in cash, that debt is settled right then and there at the transaction. There's no further action needed by anybody. The payment's made, the goods or services are moved from one person to another, and it's done. And that's why cash is great. I wanted to mention something about, you know, we're talking about diesel engines, diesel engine oil, diesel exhaust fluid, diesel fuel. Here's a rule of thumb. And class, this is staggering. So how much fuel does a diesel engine use? Well, the rule of thumb is roughly 1/10 of a gallon per hour per horsepower. So that means if you have a 10 horsepower diesel engine, just 10 horsepower, and you're running it at maximum output, let's say it's a generator, and you're running that generator for maximum output, and it's a diesel generator, and it has a 10 horsepower engine. Diesel. You're going to use 1/10 of 1 gallon of diesel fuel per horsepower per hour. So a 10 horsepower diesel engine will use 10/10 of a gallon or 1 gallon of diesel fuel per hour. Now, how about these super yachts? These super yachts that, you know, the ultra elite seem to prize may have engines that are 2,000 horsepower or more. Almost. Now, if it's just a little tiny engine and it's only 1,000 horsepower in one of these yachts, it will burn 100 gallons of diesel fuel an hour. If it's a 2,000 horsepower yacht, it'll burn 2,000 gallons of fuel, diesel fuel, per hour. A super tanker that hauls junk from China over to the United States may have a 100,000 horsepower diesel engine.
Wow.
Some may be bigger than that and have an engine that would burn, I'm looking at, I'm looking at a 12-cylinder diesel engine that develops 100,000 horsepower. It runs at 90 revolutions per minute, which is pretty slow. But it burns 1,666 gallons of fuel an hour. We're getting close to 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel an hour. So you can kind of see with this little tiny example, and this is diesel engines, they're way more efficient than gasoline engines. You can see why we're running out of fuel. And so next time you see these big yachts, you think about these guys are cruising out, you know, just taking a cruise to lunch or showing off their three-tiered swimming pools on the decks of their super yachts and their heliports on their yachts and the speedboats that they bring along with them on their super yachts and their radar systems and all that. They are destroying the environment with their carelessness and their recklessness and their insatiable greed. And do you think that those diesel engines don't pollute the air? Do you think they don't pollute the water? And what happens when you want to change the oil on one of these big engines? Now, I may be totally wrong. I could be totally wrong about this. But they may hold 200, 300, 400, 500 gallons of engine oil. Each. So, as we get closer and closer to the D-Day, when we run out of diesel engine oil, actually it's the additive in the diesel engine oil that's the problem. When we get closer to running out of that, and you think about how you can't operate your farm tractor, which might hold 10 quarts, 12 quarts of oil, and one of these uber wealthy is cruising around in their yacht, and it holds, let's say, several hundred gallons of diesel engine oil in their diesel engine. How are you going to feel about that? How are you going to feel about that? That's where we're headed.
Reality might come to bite them rather quickly, because if we're the only radio broadcast that is talking about this, do you think your average billionaire is thinking about this when he's cruising around sipping champagne with the missus on the yacht?
I don't think your average billionaire would know where to find a drain plug on a diesel engine, whether it be in a car or a truck or a generator.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. And so about a week ago, the price of crude oil was about $90 a barrel, 90 per barrel. But when it was lower, at roughly $74, $75 a barrel, these great big engines in these ships will burn about $46 worth of bunker oil or fuel per minute, or roughly 75, 76 cents of fuel per second. These engines, these big engines, you all may have seen a piston for a car, and it's very similar for a diesel engine, except diesel engines have, you know, more sturdy pistons and more sturdy crankshafts and more sturdy connecting rods and a more sturdy block. Everything's heavier duty in a diesel engine because a diesel engine has more vibration and it's more violent of an explosion than with a gasoline or propane engine. But these big engines have a bore of over 3 feet in diameter. So the piston is larger than a hula hoop. And the stroke that the piston goes up and down in the cylinder is over 8 feet. So if you think, if you look at your floor and you look at your ceiling of a typical house which has an 8-foot ceiling, the actual stroke of the piston is longer than that, and the bore is the diameter of, actually it's over 3 feet in diameter, a little over 3 feet of these great big engines. These engines are so big, use so much fuel, and once they put them in a ship, they're not coming out. They're not coming out. Can't get them out. Because the engine's put in place and the ship's built around it. It doesn't have like a little hole in there and you just take the engine out. It's not like that. And the weight of the engine is so great, it would take a crane to get it out. So once they're in, they're in. Big problem. And they use an enormous amount of fuel. So the elite who have these yachts you know, they want clean air, but they're the problem. They are the problem. You look at, you know, like Amazon. Amazon is one of the largest contributors to landfills in the world. Why? Because they have convinced you that you should, you know, buy online. And it's great because you just click the mouse a couple times. Funds are withdrawn from your electronic account. Whatever you bought shows up in a box. And then what do you do with the box? Well, you throw it away, right? It goes in the landfill. So we're cutting down trees at a fantastic rate. The trees are necessary for us to breathe oxygen. They convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. We need the oxygen. The trees and plants and green life out there needs carbon dioxide. It works really well until you cut down so many trees and plants and burn the forest and the grass that we're having the benefit of less oxygen. Then you have these vehicles and that are burning oxygen, and you have the electric power plants that are burning oxygen, and it's a recipe for our demise. So if you wonder where the ancient civilizations went, well, it's easy. And I asked Dr. Shealy this on air. They outstripped nature's ability to provide life. They outstripped their food supply. They outstripped their water supply. They poisoned themselves with toxins that they created. Put it all together, that's where they went. And, you know, we don't want them to be alone. So we're doing it too. Gwyneth?
I'd like to make a comment there. This is an area, actually, that I have studied extensively. What happens to civilization? And I have been studying this topic since I was at Melbourne University, and I graduated from Melbourne University in 1999. I've been studying this topic for a long time. When you think of the ruins of an ancient city, you think of, you know, like Greek pillars and, you know, old ruins of temples, and they're generally in the middle of the desert. And you think, why would anybody build a city there? And the answer is they didn't build the city in the middle of the desert. They made the desert. They made the desert by stripping the landscape of resources until there was nothing left. And when there was nothing left, there was a drought that never ended. And this drought that never ended didn't just never end in like 5 or 10 years and then you had a good rain. It never ended so that 1,000 years later, there was still very little rain in this area. That's what happened to civilization. Aside from the ones that fall into, that get destroyed by volcanic catastrophes like, Sodom and the cities that were around it, and then Pompeii.
All right, we'll be right back. Arjun is on the line. He's been patiently waiting. Arjun will be with you right after these few short commercial announcements and Top of the Hour news.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.